Now it's time for some of the letters to the evening news. This week they are rather lengthy, but on a variety of topics. First of all, Steve McKinder of Denver asks why so much farmland is covered with solar panels. The decision to allow 200 acres of decent, productive farmland to be covered in an industrial solar farm seems at odds with the UK's clear need to reduce our dependence upon imported food. We are all so focused and panicked by the rocketing price of energy that we have completely forgotten to attend to the basics of daily life. There are thousands of hectares of mainly unproductive scrubland which could be used, but it seems we'll have to have roads widened to improve construction traffic access to these fields. They say we need more green energy, but I'm not seeing anyone switching off miles of motorway floodlighting, and city blocks, office blocks still seem full of blinking computer screens and lit up like Christmas trees all night, so I'm assuming the high energy prices aren't really bothering businesses or public utilities. Solar farms don't function at night, and wind farms only function when there is wind, so we still need reliable 24/7 energy generation from people at Sizewell. We can't eat electricity, and while I can see we need to reduce our carbon footprint, I seriously doubt that there will be a net reduction if we continue to pave over our farmland and ship our food from other parts of the world. We must be out of our tiny minds.
Yet again, we have a mention of what seems to be a constant road of roadworks, something that was mentioned in last week's edition. Jay Utting of Heatherset adds his frustration as he writes... Recently, when using a parking meter in the city, a lady behind me on a day visit asked, "Whatever has happened to Norwich? It used to be a nice place. Not now. Roadworks everywhere." Being local, it's easy not to notice gradual changes in your environment, but her comment brought home to me just how much the city has suffered from the constant upheaval of seemingly an uncoordinated roadworks and alterations, which have been going on for at least a decade without a break. It also has to be said that much of this work was, is, of questionably necessity. I really feel for the many shopkeepers and businesses, operators, whose stories are featured in the local press on almost daily basis, and wonder if the councillors responsible have any concept of the disruption and hardships suffered. Mr. Wilby is well practiced with his trite comments, which only serve to demonstrate that he is not listening. On top of this, a new menace has appeared which causes further unnecessary disruption and delay on the roads in and around Norwich. The practice of erecting temporary traffic controls well in advance of works taking place and leaving them in place well after work has completed seems to be on the rise. Recently, large queues were formed in both directions on the B1172. And for what reason? Just the fact there were temporary traffic lights operating with absolutely no work, plant or obstruction in the road whatsoever. On the morning of June the 30th in Heatherset, we saw the same situation. Traffic lights which are themselves the only obstruction. This practice seems to be on the rise and should be stopped.
However, a thumbs up for the Norfolk show from Malcolm Broom of Toftwood. After waiting for 3 years, my wife and I were really looking forward to the Royal Norfolk Show this year. We both felt that this year's show was truly excellent, and we are extremely grateful and appreciative to everybody who made this show possible. Yes, there were subtle changes from previous years, but none of this lessened our enjoyment. We were fortunate enough to get seats in the public stand for the Royal Salute, which really was the icing on the cake. The whole performance was excellent. And to see 1,000 children singing and waving Commonwealth flags was truly emotional. I would also like to mention that when visiting the Norwich City Stand, I had the pleasure of meeting Darren Huckabee, Adam Drury, Grant Holt and Tim Shepherd. For me, as a Norwich City season ticket holder, this encompassed what Norwich City is all about. A very friendly and welcoming club. Looking forward to the 2023 Royal Norfolk Show and the next season at Carrow Road.